The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late. There's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 14th of February, 2013. And on the program today, I have Ralph Winterrode with me. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, John.
Well, you know, I got up today, and I just had this creepy feeling that it went all the way down to the base of my belly button. A lot of stuff is going on, and none of it looks really good. And we're still having states, Ralph. We've got New Jersey, New York, California, and now Missouri, that they're introducing legislation to confiscate firearms. And they're giving 90 days to turn in the weapons. New York was real nice. They're a progressive state, evidently slow, but they're giving people a year to turn in their stuff. Ralph, it's they're not paying attention to any Supreme Court cases. I think this Heller case, the one for Washington that, well, they allowed the population to keep their handguns for self-protection. I think there were precedents before that court ruling, Supreme Court rulings, that went far and above that. In other words, guaranteeing that, well, the government was never going to mess with your arm, you know, your firearms. But now we see reasonable, the wing nuts that are out there doing damage, they're willing to disarm the rest of the country. And I've got a theory, a working theory going on. The reason why they're not worried about any fiscal cliff and they're going to keep monetizing the debt is because the dog and pony show is going to be over rather quickly. I think they're putting all these bills in place to get ready to roll them out, vote on them, and roll them out when the time comes. What do you think?
I think we are at the edge of the abyss of hell and headed for freefall. We are in such deep trouble in this country, and the people are uneducated. We have no republic. It's all gone right now. There's been a complete coup d'etat. These people are not bound by any constitution. They're not bound by any statutes. They've never taken an oath of office to say that they are a constitutional oath. They have not taken it. And I can prove all these things. And that's a scary thought because, like you say, what are we going to do here? I mean, are we going to go back to a civil war again? That's what it looks like headed. That's where it's headed.
There seems to be a great amount of paranoia, and this story evidently proved out to be correct on Obama's inauguration parade, the second one. The Marines that have been doing this for over 200 years, marching in the inaugural parades, they took their bolts out of their rifles for the first time. I don't think Mr. Obama Mama trusts anybody anymore, because we certainly don't trust him. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yes, here is Missouri, and if Missouri starts ringing bells, memory serves, Ron Paul bumper stickers, Mayak report, the terrorists that are among us, and who are these people? Well, just follow the guidelines of the DHS, and that was pretty much what the Mayak report was all about. We are up to our eyeballs in terrorists. Well, in Missouri, Democrats introduced an anti-gun bill which would turn law-abiding firearms owners into criminals. They'll have 90 days to turn in their guns if the legislation is passed. Any person who, prior to the effective date of the law, was legally in possession of an assault weapon. And here again, the terms aren't even correct because we're not talking about assault weapons. Valentine's Day is today, folks. Remember what the big issue was back in the 30s as to why we had to get rid of these machine guns? Oh, that's right. In Chicago, Valentine's Day massacre. Bunch of people shot up in a garage with what? Tommy guns. But here again, it was the criminals doing it. Rather than getting rid of the criminals, they got rid of the firearms. Here's part of the Democratic proposal in Missouri. Any person who, prior to the effective date of this law, was legally in possession of this so-called assault weapon or large-capacity magazine shall have 90 days from such effective date to do any of the following without being subject to prosecution. Remove the assault weapon or large-capacity magazine from the state of Missouri. Render the assault weapon permanently inoperable, or surrender the assault weapon or large-capacity magazine to the appropriate law enforcement agency for destruction, subject to specific agency regulations. and unlawful manufacture, import, possession, purchase, sale, or transfer of an assault weapon or a large capacity magazine is a Class C felony. Ralph, they're doing this by the states rather than, and I have no doubt that Obama wanted to do an executive order banning these, but I think he put his political wetted finger in the air and saw the winds blowing. So what we did was we had conference with mayors. We communicated with governors. And you know what? Yeah, you've got a state constitution, federal constitutions. We've had rulings from the state and United States Supreme Court. I don't think this really much matters to these people. They even have the nomenclature screwed up. These are single-fire rifles, folks, that look a little scary. They've just got grips on it and, ooh, yeah, high-capacity magazines. Well, and all this falderal and all this debate about what the Second Amendment was supposed to be for, just look at the people that drew it up. They said unequivocally, you know, that, hey, what this is about ain't about hunting. It ain't about target practicing. It's if your government ever went tyrannical on you that you'd have the means to repel them and to set the republic back to rights. Ralph, they're still moving here.
Well, interestingly enough, you brought up the District of Columbia versus Heller, Supreme Court case, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says held. Now, when something means held, that is a precedent. It has the effect of a statute until the Supreme Court, which is the final adjudicator, says we're going to change it. There's no wiggle room, right? In the second part of the held of that case, dealing with weapons, it says the amendment's prefatory clause announces a purpose, but does not limit or expand the scope of the second part, the operative clause. Now, why would that be important? Any idea?
Give it your best shot.
Oh, I will. Absolutely. Here, I'm pulling it down to so that I can read it right out of the thing. It's, I mean, they're telling us what's going on here, if we want to listen. Hold on just a minute here. I got the computer went away here in the wrong place. I hit the wrong key here. If I read the Second Amendment, what this means is a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. That is the prefatory clause, like a preamble. Comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That is the operative clause. So what that means is the well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state is a prefatory clause. That is a holding of the Supreme Court. The operative part is, you can throw the first part away, the rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That is the operative. That is in the holding of the Supreme Court of the United States. June 26, 2008.
Well, and on the issue here, United States versus Miller, it involved a criminal prosecution under the National Firearms Act of, what, 1934, passed in response to the public outcry over the St. Valentine's Day massacre. The NFA requires certain types of firearms, including but not limited to fully automatic firearms and short-barreled rifles and shotguns, to be registered with the miscellaneous tax unit, later to be folded into what eventually became the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, which at the time was part of the Bureau of Internal Revenue. And
yep.
Defendants Miller and Layton filed a demurrer challenging the relevant section of the National Firearms Act as unconstitutional violation of the Second Amendment. The District Court Justice Hartzell Ragun accepted the claim and dismissed the indictment, stating, "The court of the opinion is that this section is invalid and it violates the Second Amendment of the Constitution in the United States. Providing a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Ragon provided no further explanation for the reasoning. Now, the U.S. government appealed the decision on March 30th of 39, and they heard the case. Attorneys for the United States argued four different points. The NFA is intended to as a revenue collection measure and therefore within the authority of the Department of Treasury. Do you understand what that says? That says if you got automatic firearms, oh yeah, you can have them, but you just have to pay a $200 tax. The defendants transported shotguns from Oklahoma to Arkansas and therefore used it in interstate commerce. I don't know. Were they bank robbing or were they just transporting guns? The Second Amendment protects only the ownership of military-type weapons appropriate for use in an organized militia. And the double-barrel 12-gauge Stevens shotgun having a barrel less than 18 inches in length, bearing identification numbers, and then they went on, was never used in any militia organization. Now, that would be for close-quarter self-defense. And somebody standing there with maybe a Civil War type weapon could get to drop on you, because how far do little pellets fly out and maintain a pattern with a shotgun? So, I mean, they have gone back and forth on this deal, Ralph. And moving forward, this was shortly after the Civil War. And we know that there was a lot of interesting things that happened after the Civil War, during Reconstruction and everything else. Presser versus Illinois, this was 1886. This second post-Civil War era case related to the meaning of the Second Amendment rights relating to militias and individuals. The court ruled the Second Amendment right was a right of individuals, not militias, and was not the right and was not a right to form or belong to a militia, but related to individual rights to bear arms for the good of the United States, which could serve as members of the militia upon being called up by the government in time of collective need. In essence, it declared that although individuals have the right to keep and bear arms, a state law prohibiting common citizens from forming personal militia organizations and drilling or parading is still constitutional, because prohibiting such personal military formations and parades does not limit a personal right to keep and bear arms. And they're dancing, you know, a lot of these. The question is never asked, Ralph, what was the true intent of the Second Amendment? As far as, you know, they always focus on who is supposed to have them and who's authorized and what precedent and blah, 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 blah. Well, the precedent, okay, forgive me if I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second, Ralph, but the Constitution, it was written by men, but it was to ensure and remind government of certain unalienable rights that we had that could never be taken away. Am I in error there?
The Bill of Rights is the same status in the biblical world as commandments. These are not something that, until they are changed, which we don't have the ability to change the Ten Commandments. We do have the ability to change the Bill of Rights, but that has to be by amendment. And those are of the same status as the commandments. Thou shalt not, hell no, ain't going to happen, can't do it. Leave it alone. What shall not be infringed? Are we infringed? Are we stupid? Shall not be infringed. It is a Bill of Rights. It's secured by the people of these United States for the federal government. And they shall not go there. Shall not be infringed.
Well, is this possibly the reason why they're allowing the states now to move ahead, unencumbered, with passing these confiscation laws for our weapons? And part of the law, and this is a big part of the law, you know, we can get lost, Ralph, in nuances and subtlety of speech and writing, but a good part of the law is what was the intent of the law in the first place? And they seem to ignore what the founders had in mind when they put that Second Amendment right in behind the first one. If we ever lost the freedom of speech, of assembly, of a bunch of different things, guess what? We had our Second Amendment. And if you read what the founders said about it, its intent is if your government ever went tyrannical on you, you had the right and the means to do the restoration. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
They came and took it all away.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And of course, Ralph, we had the Militia Act of 1903. That's known as the Dick Act. It was initiated by the United States Secretary of War, Mr. Root, following the Spanish-American War of 1898. After the war demonstrated weakness in the militias and in the entire U.S. military, evidently, the Act formulated a concept of National Guard and also ensured that all state military forces were simultaneously dual reservists under the authority of the Army Reserve. The last measure was to prevent state governors from using National Guard forces as private armies. Mm-hmm. This is where your National Guard got nationalized. It was State Guard before. In many ways had been done in the American Civil War, and to ensure that the president could not at any time mobilize state military forces into federal armed forces. Now, the National Guard militia can only be required by the national government for limited purposes specified in the Constitution to supposedly uphold the laws of the Union and suppress insurrection and repel invasion. But these are only the only purposes for which the general government can call upon the National Guard. Attorney General Wickersham advised President Taft the organized militia, being the National Guard, cannot be employed for offensive warfare outside the limits of the United States. I'm sorry, Ralph. They must have missed that. Didn't we have National Guard tour after tour after tour in the Middle East?
I was a member of the National Guard at one time. I didn't. I wanted to go in the military for 4 years, and my dad wouldn't sign. So he said, you do your 6 months, I did my 6 months. I'd never change it. When I got out, I said, the hell with this stuff. There's something rottenly wrong with the military. So I did the rest of my time, and I got out.
Well, and I you know, Ralph, we know where we're going. And all of this is legalese and threat and whatever else. Now, we can say that they don't have the power. But definition of power is what? Well, let me get out my dictionary here. But the power that they're wielding by way of supposed law or statute or whatever the case may be. But the real force is what they claim to have authority, the power of arrest, indictment, imprisonment, and God knows what else. We all know where this is going. And the problem I'm having right now is how's come we've not seen any press conferences by the governors? And where I'm going with this is a possible constitutional convention about our Second Amendment rights or the right to keep and bear arms. Or the whole damn Constitution itself, federal and state. Several states have introduced bills allegedly nullifying federal gun laws and rejecting the Obama's executive order mandating such. The message is basically you aren't going to get our Second Amendment. Now, there are other bills nullifying Obamacare, the NDAA, the indefinite detention of American people, and, you know, the drill, folks. No lawyers, we'll park your butt someplace. We might even make you disappear if we consider you to be a terrorist. And I would highly urge people to read DHS writings on who they're calling terrorists. You are now officially a terrorist by Department of Homeland Security, which rides shotgun, so to speak, over all the other agencies. Now, however, Ralph, while so much attention is currently focused on saving the Second Amendment, while all eyes are off the ball, not only the Second Amendment, our entire Bill of Rights are once again being threatened by state resolutions calling for a constitutional convention. Now, in order to confuse the issue, the backers are calling it Article 5 Amendment Convention. I'm sorry, that's a V, and that should be, I thought it should be Article 10. Claiming it is not, will not, cannot become a con-con, that is a lie, and your state legislatures are falling for it. A con-con by any other name is still a constitutional convention. The first and only con-con took place in Philadelphia in 1787. When delegates gathered in a conference of states, not a constitutional convention, but a conference of states, to discuss problems with interstate commerce. They were given strict instructions by the Congress. They were to meet only for the sole and express purpose of revising the Articles of the Confederation. 11 of the 12 states specifically instructed their delegates to discuss nothing more than the commerce issue. And Patrick Henry, who chose to be a delegate but refused to attend the convention because he didn't want to give the central government more power, fearing it would endanger the rights of states and individuals. Once convened, the delegates locked the doors, nailed the windows shut so passerbys couldn't hear, formed a committee of the whole, chaired by George Washington, president of the conference, took a vote, and declared the Articles of Confederation null and void. In the sweltering heat and humidity from May till October, they finally emerged with a wholly new form of government. The new Constitution had been waiting in the wings. Now, Ralph, we have serious violence problems in this country. We have people that are just doing unimaginable things with these assault weapons. And I think truly what's going on here is people are learning how the government has been flipped. They didn't like Obamacare. They didn't like anybody monkeying with the firearms. But they've already destroyed the country financially and economically. It's toast. So when the people find out how this little feat was pulled off, and I mean the majority of them, what do you think they want to do with those firearms that the government is trying to take from them? See where this is going, folks?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I've got about 25 pages of this information on the ConCon, and I'm not going to go through that, but I will lift another part of this. It is our understanding that the Goldwater Institute has committed $28 million to get the resolutions passed in enough states across America to get this done. We discovered today that the Balanced Budget Amendment Task Force Article 5 boot camp for state legislatures and legislative staff, nonprofits, political activists, and the business community was held Friday, February 8th. They're armed and they're dangerous at this time. We don't have information on its content. And what was this boot camp thing? Where they use the logical, systematic process of intense mental indoctrination. This concept follows the rationale that if one can be convinced to accept two simultaneously contradictory concepts, the result is a controllable person, no longer an individual or, let's just say, part of the team. We have seen the Patriot Act. We've seen a revision of drop a dime, say something, see something, total awareness. We've seen the reformation of that. We've seen the declarations of the Homeland Security, FBI, as to who is a terrorist. We've seen the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, wherein, the ability for the government to declare you to be a terrorist, and some bureaucrat someplace will make that determination, and no due process whatsoever. We have our fusion centers now. The military teaching the cops to be really badasses and, well, just to ride herd and to do whatever's going to be necessary to keep peace. Now, there's something else in the wings here, Ralph, as well, and I mentioned this to you earlier today. There is now an official Big Brother task force to monitor anti-government extremists. Now, prior to this, FBI agencies such as this would determine if there was a risk factor or a danger zone that they had to investigate just to see what's going on. Well, they've been doing this, Ralph, the FBI. You know, we reported on this years ago where they were able, without warrant, to tap into your emails, tap into your personal communications, telephone calls, bank accounts, didn't matter, up to and including. Now, you want to talk Castle Doctrine? That's no more. FBI can come to your house when you're not there, inspect, rifle through your entire house, and they don't even have to let you know that they were even there. So all of this has been going on for a long time. Now they're making it public, and when the government makes something public, even though they've been doing it for a long time, they have given themselves permission in front of God and all his people to start doing this in mass. Now, this is what I'm talking about here. It wasn't widely announced. There's a new task force set up to target people who aren't in lockstep with the socialist regime. In other words, anyone who stands by the Constitution and questions government infringement upon those rights, overstepping their powers, irresponsibility, corruption, and dismantling of the founding principles, the Interagency Working Group to Counter Online Radicalization to Violence is the name of the group that has been established to root out domestic, under the guise of Islamic terrorists, but so-called violent sovereign citizens. Never paying any mind to the terrorists pouring in through the porous borders, the new task force overseen by the federal government and of investigations defines sovereign citizens as anti-government extremists who believe that even though they physically reside in the country, they are separate or sovereign from the United States. With an increasing amount of people are informed of the Constitution and fed up with the entitlement and redistributive wealth culture, how many among conservative constitutionalists can be described this way? Likely most of them. And in the element of potential religious profiling for odd behaviors, such as homeschooling, breeding lots of children despite warnings that it's going to kill the planet, non-vaccinating, homesteading, and most egregious of all, stockpiling weapons and ammunition, and you have a true making of a new Waco and Ruby Ridge, yet unleashed on a still small but much greater portion of the population than some small government-defined cult. And according to WorldNet Daily, the FBI warned that sovereign citizens commit murder and physical assault, threaten judges, law enforcement professionals, and government personnel, impersonate police officers and diplomats, and engineer various white-collar scams, including mortgage fraud and so-called redemption schemes. The new online working group will be chaired by the National Security Staff at the White House with input from the specialist in countering what the Obama administration calls violent extremism. Also, Ralph, included in the group, according to the White House release, will be internet safety experts and civil liberties and privacy practitioners from across the United States government. The new group says that the initial focus will be on raising awareness about the threat and providing communities with practical information and tools for staying safe online. The working group says it will coordinate with the technology industry to consider policies, technologies, and tools that can help counter violent extremism online while being careful not to interfere with lawful internet use or the privacy and civil liberties of individual users. The Hill reported that the executive order will establish a voluntary program in which companies operating critical infrastructure would elect to meet cybersecurity best practices and standards crafted in part by the government. Now, because of this troubling ideology of some Obama officials, the question arises as to exactly which citizens are considered a threat by the government. WorldNet Daily broke the story about the lengthy academic paper by President Obama's so-called regulatory czar, Cass Sunstein, suggesting the government should infiltrate social network websites, chat rooms, and message boards. Such cognitive infiltration, Sunstein argued, should be used to enforce the U.S. government ban on conspiracy theorizing. Among the beliefs Sunstein classified as conspiracy theory is that global warming advocacy is a fraud, among other things. So now they're just setting up the panel, legitimizing what they've been doing for a very long time, Ralph.
We're in trouble. What we have is a totalitarian government, which is centralized, it's dictatorial, and requires complete subservience to the state. That's what we're living in today. None of it is, they're not abiding by the Constitution of the United States. And by the way, the Bill of Rights 1 through 8 has no application to the people in the several states. Only in 1960 did the Supreme Court start allocating through the 14th Amendment the Amendments 1 through 8. And this is why they are headed for the states. I mean, these guys know what the game is. So they're going to the states to try to get this accomplished. Now, it's quite interesting. I was just looking because I have access here to two volumes of the Constitution of Missouri. This is, listen to 1865 and then listen to what's going on today. This is 1865. The people shall have the right peaceably to assemble for their common good, and to apply for those vested with the powers of government to redress of grievances, and by petition or remonstrance, and the right to bear arms in defense of themselves and of the lawful authority of the state cannot be questioned. So now what does the Constitution say today? Now, in 1875, they put it in. Now we have a new one today, but those people over there do. Same thing. The right to keep and bear arms. Exception. They got an exception now. The right of every citizen to keep and bear arms in defense of his home, person and property, or when lawfully summoned in aid of the civil power, shall not be questioned. Isn't that a nice word? Questions. You see how what they got? Okay. Semicolon. But this shall not justify the bearing of concealed weapons. This was passed in 1875, and this latest one, I don't know when it was, I just pulled it off the internet. You see how they have took this out, shall not be infringed, or shall this stuff here, what they're doing, they got shall not be questioned. But technically, I don't see how they could do anything in Missouri, because it just shall not be questioned.
I'll go back to my previous statement. The Bill of Rights that were drawn up and included in the United States Constitution, how many different ways have they violated that, Ralph?
Well, they do, but see, the thing we have to remember is the Bill of Rights was meant for the central government, or the federal government, not the national government, the federal government, to limit Congress. It was not to reach into the constitutions of the several states. Now, the Heller case that we were talking about earlier is in the District of Columbia, where Congress has plenary power, meaning they operate as the power of Congress, as a federal government, and they operate also as the state government. So the Supreme Court, in that case, has absolute power, and Congress has absolute power. Now, if you go look at the Chicago case, when it came up on the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court said, we are going to figure out and we will determine what parts of the Bill of Rights has application to the people. That's a totally different concept than what happened in the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia, it's golden. In the several states, okay, the good old Supreme Court, and that's when, justice? I can't think of his name right now.
I can see his face, and I can't think of his name.
But anyway, he said, this is a fiction in law. You can't do this, because the citizen of the United States is a fiction, and you can't, by the Supreme Court, was not given the power to pick and choose what part of the Bill of Rights, the federal Bill of Rights, 1 through 8, has application to the citizens of the several states. And that's exactly what they did in Thomas.
He said, Clarence Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, he said, you can't do this. And they can't. But that's what they did. Because most people don't even understand the jurisdictional issues between where Congress has plenary power in the District of Columbia,
territories and in the lands ceded to the United States. Outside of that, within the several states, the states are sovereign. Ball game over. So what they're doing now is they're trying to go into the several states, which actually don't even exist. We have a corporate veil over that. And they're trying to now, we're going to get these states, these corporatized states, to get around and limit the right to bear arms. But of course now, like I was talking to you earlier this morning, and I can conclusively prove this in Alaska, I can prove it in the feds, the judicial system in the federal in 1940, civil, was taken away. And the criminal in 1946. Now, what and in Alaska in 1959.
What exactly does that mean?
Okay, what they did. Let me pull up the act. This is the important part of what I've been able to document, and we finally even got a judge that wants to call herself a judge. She admits, I am nothing more than an undersigned jurist, which means I sign legal documents and I have a law degree. That's Vanessa White. She actually come out and said, to hell with the public officer oath, the civil commission that's being appointed by the governor. We don't do them anymore. I've got admissions from the governor. We don't do civil commissions. There's not one. I've got it all documented out of Alaska for all every judge and justice, all these folks. There's not one person in all of Alaska has the constitutional oath of office.
So she might as well be Vanna White and turning letters.
Now, what she is, she's a member of the bar, and they integrated the bar in the 1940s, somewhere up here, but they started this in 1933. But what they have done, and this is the killer here. Let me get the, let me pull up the background here, because this is really important stuff to what's going on, and because I want evidence, and now I've been able to prove it, and I'm telling you what. It's almost, if I was an alcoholic, I'd be a drunk by now, or drank alcohol to any degree, because this is an act of Congress, 48 Stat 1064. This was passed June 19, 1934. And they're talking about making rules of court. And then they say, these rules of court, they shall take effect 6 months after the promulgation, and thereafter all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect.
Which laws are they referring to?
All laws. Everything, what they have done, they have taken our constitutional rights, and we have to have the legislature and Congress then have to legislate the procedure to enforce those rights. They call it procedure. So in 1913, they started procedural objective law, and they started substantive law. Wait a minute, we have fundamental laws. But anyway, so they started this little nonsense procedure to get it set up. So now what they've done, they've taken the procedural laws, including the trial by jury. That is a constitutionally secured right. And so they've taken that and they've moved it into rules of court. And then, so now the Supreme Court of the United States passes rules, and within 6 months, if nobody does anything in Congress, the Attorney General, then those rules, if they come in conflict with any statute predating or passed, the rules of court are make them null and void. They don't tell us that. In Alaska, it's right out there in plain sight. Now, this happened in 1934, and it came into effect in 1940. So then, because they had such good luck with that, let me pull down here to the 1941. This is 54 Stat 688. And this was done on June 29th, 1940. And here's what they say here. Such rules shall not take effect until they have been reported to Congress by the Attorney General for the beginning of the regular session thereafter, and until after the close of such session, and thereafter all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect. That was passed in 1940. The criminal rules came out in 1946. And if you go read in Rule 56, the acts of Congress have nothing to do with anybody in the several states. It's all a bunch of baloney BS.
So under the guise of protecting the law.
Well, what they were doing, this was a complete coup d'etat. They took the civil and criminal, and they got both those done, 1940-1946. Then in 1948, the District Court of the United States and the Supreme Court of the United States, which were the only two constitutional courts left, they came in with the Title 18, and what they did is then we came out officially with what's called the United States District Court and the Constitutional Court. District Court of the United States was put quietly away in the closet, never to be heard from again, and a new Supreme Court.
So if you people think you have constitutional rights, what court are you going to walk in and proclaim those in?
They don't exist anymore.
We got to take the break. We'll be right back. We'll open up the phone lines as well.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Let me go back to this task force for a moment here. Now, remember what I said, that the FBI, and they have been telling police departments and anybody who'd listen, they'd sent out their paperwork and memos to all departments across the United States, declaring that the sovereign citizens is anti-government extremist. And the wording that they chose was, even though they physically reside in this country, they're separate or sovereign from the United States. Capital U, capital S, not United States of America. No, no lowercase letters there. And Ralph, they're describing exactly what we are doing, but they're calling us a threat to the United States when we're on the side of the Republic, true law, and the Constitution. They have just declared us officially to be terrorists, and who is this going to be left up to, and who's going to be making the decisions on this? Well, curiously, the task force offered no evidence of these murders, and this is what the FBI told the cops. You know, you pull over one of these sovereigns, and they'd much rather shoot you than talk to you. And they didn't offer any evidence of murders that occurred by these rejecting the new form of government. And the administration actually demonstrated why some of these, why some are outraged at the current administration for abusing the very power, executive order, to make their false case and grant themselves additional unconstitutional powers. Ralph, I don't know how much more that people need. They've got the infrastructure set up. They've got everything set up. Now the declarations begin. And by whom? Eric Holder's office? This guy should be in prison right now.
Well, let me give you a comment here. First of all, when they say I'm overthrowing the government, I dealt with this when we were we used to have a booth up here out at the fair. Say we're trying to overthrow the government, and they come in here, we're heckling us. People, and I got in there and said, oh, absolutely not. I said, we are not trying to overthrow the government. We're trying to restore the government. I love the constitutional government. You're the problem. You want to support a non-constitutional government. I want the government. I'm in support of it, not trying to overthrow it. Didn't have any more hecklers. I want the government. I love the government. Except none of everything that's going on is not the government.
Well,
and I can prove it.
And you just, for the past hour, we've been demonstrating exactly how they've closed down everything that would determine that this is still a constitutional government and we have constitutional rights that you could walk into a court and say, get your hands off my itty-bitty, namely me and my stuff. I do have rights. There is no venue in which to argue, though.
Can I take just a couple of minutes here? Because Alaska, because we came in so late, is extremely obvious. Anybody can go on to the Internet. In 1959, they took the territorial statutes. That's what they did, by the way, in Congress. They took the statute. But it's easy to prove in Alaska. They took the territorial statutes and moved them into rules of court. And that is in the civil and criminal rules.
All right, now stop, Ralph, because a lot of people might not understand the significance of what you just said. And we got about 40 seconds, and we got to take the top of the hour break. Let me do this before you get into this, because I want this to flow interrupted so people have a good understanding of what you're talking about.
Okay.
We'll take the break here, top of the hour break, for about a minute and 10 seconds. And we'll open up the phone lines for next hour, 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, I think what we're witnessing here is the final gasp of this government to overthrow the Constitution and basically make everybody out there a criminal that thinks other than what the government decrees or resists by any means necessary. You are now a terrorist, an enemy of the state, and you will be dealt with.
With financial